show of this semester
2020.
You are listening to WJOH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, we couldn't do our show last week due to some technical issues.
Computer issues. Oh, yeah.
Which we also experienced this week, but we're here now, and we'll have an hour of nice music.
It's been a while, Martin.
It has.
It's been too long. Too long, almost. Yeah. We're going to start off pretty loud tonight with some Beatles, and then we're going to go into some Aerosmith, and then it'll be Martin's two songs after that. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Come on.
We are back with the Common Room. It's now time. If you don't know the pattern of the show, I play two songs, and then we talk for a little bit.
And then I play two songs.
Martin plays two songs, and Martin's got two lined up here. The first one, I don't know what it is, and I don't like the look of it based on what I'm seeing
on
Spotify.
Like it.
But the second one, that's a different story. This is Steely Dan as the second song, and oh boy, do we love Steely Dan.
We do. I had no idea who Steely Dan was until Evan played a couple songs, I like him.
I didn't know Steely Dan. Well, I knew of the name. I knew of the name Steely Dan. They were like a bit of like a meme band.
Were
to
they?
Me in the, well, I mean, maybe they're not, but like just the way that they've been talked about in.
I've never heard anyone talk about them.
I don't know. They're just like they're just considered like an old man band. Maybe.
Well, they're a good old man band.
They're very fun, and they make some nice songs.
They're catchy songs.
Super catchy. And the second song in Martin's two here is a very, very great song.
The first, I don't think Evan will like.
That's okay.
Our maybe couple listeners also might not like it. It's not in English. Not entirely sure what language it's in. I really hope it's not French,
but
because I should be
English,
able to
though.
Recognize French. There's parts of it in English.
Parts
of it. It was performed by Caesar?
Caesar Sampson.
Caesar Sampson at Eurovision, I think in 2018 or 17. Maybe even 19. But I like it.
All right, are we gonna
dive
right in?
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open waters. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off my mind. Sleep, I'm in too deep. Can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right if you go running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I walking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold.
So it turns out that wasn't the French song I was thinking of.
The first song.
Yeah, the first song. Not Steely Dan.
Never Steely Dan.
Never Steely Dan. I have a couple of Eurovision songs in my Spotify playlist, and I always forget what language each of them are in. There's one song that's in French the entire time, but the chorus is in English, and I got confused. So what song
that's
was
not,
what?
That's not the one that we just discovered.
No, that was
French.
All English.
Okay, that's, what is that one called? Mon Cheri? Is there a title for that song?
It's, yeah, I have it in my playlist. Let me get it up. Talk about your songs.
I'll talk about the French song. So in...
All right, that too.
We share a French class, Martin and I, this semester. And
what an odd way to phrase that.
And the teacher's very eclectic and likes to jump from topic to topic.
Eclectic.
And at the end of one of our classes last week, she put on some song, some strange... So the album cover was very strange. It was like this man with an afro, and he was like, had this big weird smile. And anyway, the song...
It is called Toot Toot Pour Ma Cherie.
Toot Toot Pour Ma
Cherie. We'll play it later in the show.
Yeah, I was talking about it to, like, you know, introduce it to the audience because Martin will inevitably play it at some point. I'm not a fan of it, but Martin...
I wouldn't say it's my favorite song because it isn't. It's not anywhere close, but I don't mind it. Because I can understand, well, I don't understand what it means in English, but I can hear the French, when, as in certain French songs, it's all just like a sentence, and I cannot understand the individual.
You pick up on things with Mon Cherie.
Yeah, I can't, I can pick out, they go so slowly, I can understand it.
Anyway, back to the music, the next two songs are provided by two very different artists, but two very good artists. The first one's by The Killers, and the second one is from Carole King.
You have one saved message. To listen to your messages, press 1. First saved message. Message sent yesterday at 10:41 p.m.
I gotta tell you, I'll make it better, but I know that's something I needed to say. When I was out now, maybe you were better alone. I know I make it wrong.
Alright, so up next is 2-2 Paul Mashery, because Evan decided to introduce it, so we have to play it now.
I never said we have to play it, I just figured it was worth introduction, because it would also be played.
Also, we might get extra credit.
Possibly. If you bring it up with the teacher,
we bring it up with Madame Toulouse. And then the next song is another Eurovision song, in English.
What's the name of it?
It's called Rise Like a Phoenix by Conchita Wurst. And you know, I like it ish. The performance is a good performance.
Where
very
did they
theatrical
on Eurovision? They performed it, she performed it, he performed it.
They, I don't know what the pronoun is. She, he,
well, I don't know like, who the person is.
I think it's a she.
Okay,
we'll go with she, they, we'll go with they. Jay's, they is like the
okay,
the,
Martin.
All right, well, anyways. They performed it at Eurovision. Again, I don't remember what year. It was a year within the past decade. So, somewhat recently. I think they won. I also don't remember. But it looked very nice.
All right.
And I think Evan will hate it.
That may not be true. We don't know.
I mean, it's entirely possible, though.
Well, anything's always possible. That I don't want to say anything's possible, so I tried to like extend it to make it sound like I wasn't saying that. But anyway,
but first off, we've got a song that I know he doesn't like, and I'm actually starting to dislike it. But now we have to play it. So here it is.
Avec moi et prends-toi à mon bras. Je me sens si seul sans ta voix, sans ton corps. Quand tu n'es pas là, oh mais viens, viens près de moi. Je ne connais rien de toi, ni ton nom, ni l'âge que tu as. Et pourtant, tu ne regretteras pas, car je donne tout, tout pour ma chérie, ma chérie. Tout, tout pour ma chérie, ma chérie. Ma chérie, ma chérie, tout, tout, ma chérie, ma chérie. Je suis sur un piédestal de cristal et j'ai peur un jour de tomber sans avoir personne à mes côtés. Mais si tu viens, viens avec moi. Ma chérie, ma chérie.
neighbors say we're trouble. Well, that time has passed. Peering from the mirror, no, that isn't me. A stranger getting nearer, who can this person be?
Sounds like a Bond song.
A what song?
A Bond song.
Like a James Bond song?
Yeah.
They said Bond. I don't know, like a honey bun or something.
No.
Two interesting songs, Martin.
Yeah, I really gotta improve if... Yeah, I'll play again.
What?
I'll have more songs this show. I'll have better songs, is what I'm saying.
Oh, all right, like, more is different from better.
Well, I checked to see how much time
you're
we
like. Oh, I'll keep. Oh, you mean like this actual show?
Yeah, I'll
I thought
have
you
better
meant like
songs.
In the act, in, you know, the continuation of the show. Like,
well, hopefully, I get better than this.
Well, you're doing fine. I mean, whatever you choose to play, as long as it comes from the heart, Martin. That's
no,
all that matters.
Comes from my Spotify playlist.
That comes from your heart.
It doesn't.
Spotify keeps my heart beating. Anyway, we have two other songs coming up. The first one is a song that makes me recollect of.
Well, finish the sentence. Let me fix the grammar.
My childhood.
Remember.
Yeah, it makes me recollect on my childhood. I got it.
Is that
okay.
is that correct?
I think that's correct. Anyway,
we should never go back to grammar. That was awful.
Go back to grammar.
We had a bad experience with grammar, didn't we?
That was a bad episode.
Yeah. Anyway, that the Shakespeare episode?
That was the Shakespeare episode. Anyway, this song was on a video game that my brother and I played a lot called Guitar Hero 3. And it's a really cool song from a band that I've never been huge on, but
really,
this is a cool song by them. It's called Knights of Sidonia.
By Muse.
By Muse.
Thank you. me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
Inside of me says, will he come back? Will he come back?
That was a very nice song.
You like that one, Martin?
I do.
That one's called After... Oh, no, I'm sorry. The band is After Hours. The song is called I Don't Want to Cry. And I just found that song today on YouTube, and it's a really pretty one. I like that one a lot.
Do you know any other songs by them?
No, I've never heard of them before. And I like the... we played that one. Most of our songs, you see, we play on Spotify, and we just add them to our queue. This one, we had to delve into YouTube to find, and...
The record... It's very nice.
It's cool. Like the image that accompanies the song is like a 33.
It's like a
record.
Teal and pink record.
Yeah, exactly. And it says "I don't want to cry," and then it says "The After Hours." That's a cool name for a band.
The After Hours.
You know. So we've got two more songs from Martin. And
you know what's not a cool name for a band?
What?
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
I'm not a fan of the name.
You don't like the name? I love the Beach Boys, and I think the name is, I don't know. It's pretty... I don't want to say it's representative. I mean, at least... I mean, they founded Surf Rock, you know?
Doesn't mean I like the name.
That's fair. It's very fair. Would you like to introduce your songs?
So I have Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, which I think you showed me at some point.
I've played the album just around.
Yeah,
so
then
sure
I probably heard
it
there. And then also Wish I Knew You by The Revivalists, which is a song I like, I guess.
Sound more... How do you do sarcasm?
Actually.
What?
We might change that song.
Which one? The second one?
Yeah, we're going to change it to...
Why?
Save Your Kisses For Me by Brotherhood of Man.
Oh.
It's a much better song.
All right, okay. We'll make that change while the Beach Boys are playing.
Yeah. So it'll be Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys right now, and then a very British song afterwards.
And then after that, we'll sign off, and then we'll leave you with one more song, and then that'll be that.
That'll be that.
All right. Enjoy Wouldn't It Be Nice.
I love you.
You know.
That song and that band also won Eurovision,
Eurovision-themed night,
the 1960s or somewhere. Back when Britain did well in that competition. Doesn't do so
well
anymore.
So it encompassed all of Europe, essentially.
Not at that time, it was only like 7 to like 15 countries.
That's pretty wide.
But now it's like everywhere, including some North African countries.
That's amazing.
Azerbaijan, some really like Australia. It's really so
it's
getting
just,
out.
It's
there.
Not just Europe at all.
No, but it's mainly Europe. I think Australia and like some North African countries are the only like. Is North Africa? No, that's just.
North Africa is in Africa.
No, yes. What I'm thinking of is different. Sorry, but yeah, but there's like more countries now. And it's popular.
I'm sure it is.
Like 8 million people watch it in Germany, and a lot of millions in the other countries.
Europeans just do things better.
We
than,
do.
Than
Americans.
Americans, I guess you should limit it to. Anyway, this is going to be us signing off. It's past 11 o'clock. We'll play one more song. And yeah, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College here in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Common Room / Creative Differences.
I think we're just the Common Room now, right?
Are we just settling?
We're never going to change it.
Remember we had at the end of last semester, we had the Common...
The Room of... The Creative Room of Common differences.
Yeah, that was it.
We didn't want it to just be the Common Room of Creative Differences.
Yeah. I think that ship has sailed. Let's just say Common Room.
That ship sunk as soon as we, like, set sail.
Yes. That was funny, Martin. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy this last song, and we'll be back
Have a nice week.
Have a nice week. Nice week.
Have a nice week, and we'll see. You'll listen to us, hopefully, next Monday at 10.
Yes, 10 p.m., same time.
10 p.m.
All right, everyone. Have a good night.